A new report by child health experts recommends children and young people up to 18 should have their weight and body mass index recorded every year to stamp out obesity. Liam Sartorius, personal trainer and weight loss coach. Good morning, Liam.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. It's you again.
Yes, I'm back. I'm back for more.
And the commentator, Emma Wolfe. Good morning to you, Emma.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, weighing kids every year, anything wrong with that?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
I think it's a very good idea. We had medicals when we were at school, and look, the problem is we have a massive, massive obesity epidemic. Nearly half of primary school children now leaving school are overweight or obese. This doesn't need to be a public shaming or anything like that. It can be a discreet and tactful way of flagging up problems early. The point is, with young children, if they start to become overweight, we know that, you know, 3/4 of them will then go on to be overweight or obese as adults, which is a much bigger problem. This is about flagging up problems early. It's a lot easier to deal with children's weight problems when they're younger than it is to deal with it when they're, you know, in adolescence or adulthood. I think it's a very good idea.
Liam?
Emma, are you familiar with something called weight stigma?
Weight stigma?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's your understanding of it?
You're talking about stigmatising people for their size?
Yeah.
Emma, let me deal with this then. To constantly remind kids at a young age...
No, not constantly, Stephen.
Well, once a year. Well, once a year is regular enough. Can we not let children be whatever they want to be until they get into their teens?
So you think it's kind to let children become very overweight? So if a child was very underweight, would that be a problem? Would you want the teachers or the school nurses to intervene if a child was starving?
That's a fair question.
If they were malnourished, if they were being neglected, this is about, and it's not, and I don't like Liam's use of the word stigma because it's exactly not that. It's not a public shaming, a public way, and it's not like that. It's about tactfully and helpfully and sensitively flagging up a problem early. And to me, that is kindness, and it's, you know, it's being medically, ethically, socially responsible.
Let's let Liam speak to you again.
Stephen,
go on, Liam.
Stephen, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Right. I'm gonna tell you about a poster that I put out on my fan page that had this one quote on it. It said, "I wish I was as fat as when I first thought I was fat." That is the story of obesity in this country. Effectively, I can trace back the obesity of every client I've ever worked with to the first time they went on the scales. So what's happening here is that children who are...
No, you can't. Hold on a moment. No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
You can track back where obesity started with every client.
With every single client.
Nonsense.
I take a questionnaire.
How do you do that?
Okay, so we do a questionnaire and I ask them 3 questions. I ask them, where have they been? Where are they now? Where are they trying to get to? And in the where have they been, we trace back the first time they ever started dieting. And they say, right, Liam, you know, this is the story, Stephen. It comes from men and women, primarily women.
And it's all psychobabble, this.
Listen. And they say, Liam, when I was a child, I started to gain a bit of weight and mum or dad called me fat and they put me on the scales and they said, you need to lose some weight. So what they started to do was restricting their calories, increasing their exercise.
Well, tell you what, your strategy wouldn't work with me, because if you said to me, I'd say, well, when I was a child, I was fat. Mum and dad never told me I was fat. Can't remember why I was fat. So your wee strategy wouldn't work with me.
Were you as fat as you are now, Stephen? Or have you been progressively gaining weight through your life?
Obviously, I wasn't as fat as I was now. I would have been a complete barrel.
Listen, Stephen, when you stigmatise anyone, including you, and as
it's not about stigmatising, Liam. It's not about stigmatising. If a child was malnourished or underweight, would you want the school to flag it up?
Sorry, go again. Go again, Emma.
So, Liam, if a child was malnourished or underweight, would you want the school or the school nurses to flag that up?
Yes, but you don't need scales to do that. You don't need scales to do that. You do not need scales to do that.
This is a once-a-year weight.
Hold on now, let's let Liam finish.
We're discussing this in the context of solving obesity. not in the context of solving malnourishment from being underweight. Okay, that is a different thing. And that can be identified. A child who is clearly underweight could be their parents could be contacted without the child knowing, and it can be flagged up without using the scales. The issue we have is that the scales, okay, the analogy I use with my clients, like scales are like knives. In the right environment, a knife in a kitchen can be a perfectly normal, perfectly healthy tool to use. But a knife on the street is a weapon, and it can kill people. Scales are the same. In the right environment, scales can be healthy. In a medical environment, in a sporting environment, they can be healthy and safe. But the moment scales are used to make people feel bad about their weight, under or over, it becomes a weapon that breeds eating disorders. It breeds mental ill health. And it
or it tells you you're fat and you need to do something about it.
Listen, if you get a child and you put them on the scale, the first thing that is going to happen is that kids are going to talk about it. They're going to say, what did you weigh? Oh, I was this, I was that. And you're putting diet culture into schools at a young age. And you know, there are healthy kids right now who aren't even overweight or underweight, who are going to go on the scales, who are going to be exposed to diet culture, who are then going to be engaging and thinking. It sends a message to kids saying, you know what, weight's important. Weight is important. You need
right.
to worry about
Emma?
Your weight, because they're being put on the scales by
all
an
right.
adult. And the next thing you know, they're dieting, starving themselves,
Emma's
over-exercising, and gaining more weight than they would be if they hadn't.
Liam? My whole shtick is about this. I, you know, had anorexia for 10 years. I am completely with you on adults and women especially not, I had a campaign called Smash Up the Scales. I don't want people to be jumping on the scales 3 times a day or even every morning or at all. I don't own a pair of scales, but this is different. This is about catching the problem early in a compassionate way, in a discreet way. And I think it's a really, really important thing because only because when children are overweight, they go on to have, like Stephen has, as you know, elaborated for us, you start out as an overweight child
yes.
and the problem escalates.
Just get fatter and fatter.
Much harder to deal with when you've been overweight for decades. If Stephen had been slim as a child, he wouldn't then have weight problems as an adult.
You don't need scales to identify overweight children. And wherever you find scales, you find obesity. Okay, are you familiar with sort of obesogenic environments and leptogenic environments?
Of course I am. I've written about it.
Obesogenic environments, which are environments that stimulate weight gain. If you look at slimming clubs, they are sort of satirized and ridiculed on things like Little Britain fat fights, because commonly everyone knows that the people who go to slimming clubs who are weighing themselves and focusing on their weight gain more weight than the people who don't weigh themselves. You go to sports clubs and football clubs and rugby clubs and whatever, gymnastic clubs, they're not.
Well, there's some huge successes with swimming clubs, aren't there? But look, I'm sure we can continue this discussion, but not now. Liam, thank you very much indeed. Emma, thank you.